Hello, and welcome to the 13th episode of the Inner Peace Series, a series of programs aimed at exploring a meditation technique called Sahaja Yoga and guiding you through its practical steps. We're getting towards the end of our journey, but before reaching our destination, we have to pass through the gate, the narrow gate or the third eye, some of the different names given to our sixth chakra, the Ajna Chakra. Let's start with our meditation. Go to where you usually meditate, sit down comfortably, and raise your kundalini with your hands. Now ask in your heart, Mother, please take me into meditation. Please bring my attention to the present moment. The Ajna Chakra is located at the crossing of the optic thalamus in the center of the brain. This chakra governs the two hemispheres of the brain. Do you remember the energy channels we talked of in previous episodes? Well, the left energy channel crosses the Ajna Chakra and ends up at the right side of our brain, creating our superego, where all our memories and habits are stored. It is responsible for shaping our personality through conditionings. The right energy channel also crosses at Ajna Chakra and ends up at the left side of the brain. There it creates our ego. Ego shapes our personality by giving us I-ness and individuality. Ego and superego together make our character, like the solid shell of an egg. But then you might ask, what about the central channel? The central channel crosses the Ajna Chakra and reaches the last energy center. Through self-realization, Kundalini rises in the central channel, crosses the Ajna Chakra, and enters the last chakra, uniting our attention with a reality beyond our thoughts. This living happening is like an egg breaking from inside and giving life to a bird or the germination of a seed. Therefore, self-realization is also referred to as second birth. By crossing the Ajna Chakra, we do not lose our personality, simply evolve to a higher level of awareness. If during meditation you feel heaviness, heat, or tingling on your ring fingers, or heaviness in your head, it means that this chakra is blocked. To open it, we simply have to forgive. So let's hold our forehead with our right hand and say in our hearts, I forgive. I forgive everyone. and I forgive myself. Forgive as if nothing has ever happened. Only through forgiveness you can truly be free. Let's keep our attention at the top of our head and stay in silence for a while. If there are any thoughts, forgive them, then let them go. With crossing the Ajna, we enter the limbic area, the last chakra. That is where our meditative journey ends and a new life begins.